You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk.
Thanks for taking a chance on two Canadian gals.
We'll pay you after for coming.
We're kind of like that mystery gift at an auction. You don't really know what you're bidding on, but you're skipping Josh Ritter's set for it, so thank you. We're going to play you a song we wrote because none of the men in our lives would dance with us. So this is it's a protest song.
Got me this far. Every day's a movie and I'm a star. You're gonna fall in love and then you're gonna fade. Everything changes in seventh grade. You stand in a circle pretending to inhale. Every situation you're a different girl.
Pretty warm welcome, huh?
So we are indeed from Canada, and it is a huge honor to have been asked to play here. Or do we ask them? I can't remember how it went.
We've been sending
letters. PeteSeeger@hotmail.com.
And to be the only Canadian act on the bill, it's pretty crazy.
I guess it was like a quota they had to fill. We're a happy minority.
We're representing all the igloos up in Canada.
All the apologetic people. We're very polite.
And we're very sorry all the time.
We're sorry that we're polite. We're going to play a song we wrote. I guess this is where all the politeness came from. We went to Catholic school. Hopefully that says it all. And
so we've got lots of issues.
We have a couple issues we're going to work through in this next 3.5 minute tune. This is called Sunday Dress.
Should I call you officer? 'Cause you're asking all the questions I get at the border. I know you wanna file me away with the girls who disappoint you every day. I'm no better staring at your mouth, making other plans as the words come out. It's hard to choose in a crowded room. You're never satisfied with the one you're talking to. Sunday dress. If I live forever like Elvis, would I be perfect? Well, I'm not what I claim to be, and I've heard you whispering when I leave. We're all trying.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank you so much.
It's nice to know that our issues bring you pleasure.
We're sorry. I guess for the 50th anniversary, they wanted a Joni Mitchell lookalike. So, does that make me Neil Young? Who do I get to be today?
You hit it on the...
Buffy Sainte-Marie, I'll take that.
Nice.
Thank you.
We just opened for her, actually, up in Canada, which was amazing.
She is a spitfire. That lady's amazing. Yeah. She stole the show. But enough about her. Pass the torch, Buffy. We're going to play a song by one of our favorite Canadian ladies. And if you know the words, I guess this is the place to sing along. And please ignore the fighter jets that we choreographed into our set. They were for a dramatic effect, but the...
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow. So many things I could have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Both sides now, from win and lose.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. If you're just arriving and under the age of 13, we wrote that in the traffic jam yesterday on the way over the bridge. We actually, being very Canadian and a little lost, we went over the bridge and we were on it for about 45 minutes. And we got to the end and we thought we'd bypass all the traffic, so we went this roundabout route, which essentially led us onto this road going directly back onto the bridge. And we actually did something very un-Canadian. We pulled an illegal U-turn. So we're sorry. But if we got let off in handcuffs, that would be a great scandal.
That would be.
For the 50th anniversary.
Any press is good press, right?
Yeah. Really?
I don't know if that's actually true in our case.
So we played a lot of festivals up in Canada, and I guess the elements are always, you're always battling with them and taking a risk when you're outdoors. And we played one festival in particular about an hour north of Toronto. And it was in November, so they were definitely taking a risk having an outdoor festival.
And a hurricane also attended the festival that weekend. So our stage, actually,
it blew away. And the river it blew away down was called the Moon River. So it was very, very dramatic and romantic. But yeah, our stage was destroyed. And they felt badly for us because we'd driven all that way. And
an hour?
About an hour, you know. We were really tired. And so they said, well, you know, we'll put you in the only dry place in all of Bala, is the name of the town, which rhymes with Dala. It's even better for this story.
Oh, we got some Balaites. This is the Cranberry Festival, by the way.
Yeah.
Lots of cranberries.
That's really the only draw.
Yeah.
And so they moved us to the snack bar of the local arena, which is, you know, you've made it when...
It was our first arena gig, though, which is kind of great.
That was how our moms told us to look at it. I still weep on the inside. But it was, you know, it was character building, like most things are. So this is an autobiography, and it's a song called Don't Wait.
Talking like a movie star, waiting for a big break, wondering what it's gonna take out of me, counting every penny, spending way too many on shoot. Well, I don't think we're good enough. Nobody is good enough. So you don't get to know me. Only get inspired when my life's on fire. Don't act like such a rock star. You're singing in a hockey rink snack bar. Well, I don't even care. I'll sing anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, somebody actually knows what we're going to do before we do. It's kind of crazy. Any psychics in the audience?
We're going to play you a song that's pretty special to us. We wrote this song for a young man that we met this past year who was an athlete in his teens, and then he suffered a very serious accident that left him in a wheelchair, and he's unable to speak. But he's when you're around him, when you're near him, when you're visiting him, he does say a lot, and he feels everything, and we felt like he definitely deserved a song. This is a song called Horses.
I run in
Thank you very much.
That song's for Kenny.
So the first tour that Amanda and I ever went on was with Canadian rock legend Tom Cochrane. He wrote Life is a Highway. Rascal Flatts did not write that song. Okay. and we had never really been on a tour bus. We'd never really been away from home for an extended period of time, just living out of guitar cases. So we were a little nervous, and we arrived at our first rehearsal.
Yeah, and there was this massive tour bus. And ten,
it had teeth on it, I think. Yeah. It had fangs.
And 10 huge men came out of this tour bus.
And then Amanda and I were there with our little white flags. but it was a great experience. We learned a lot about men. And
yeah, and we were really nervous, too, because, you know, we're not necessarily that raucous. I mean, I know we're pretty...
Like, we're folk rocking your world right now. But, I mean, this is... we're talking... They had, like, a rock show with... Lasers. And I'm pretty sure there were just firearms shot off randomly by audience members. It was pretty rockin'. And Amanda and I had to go on. We were like lambs to the slaughter at the beginning of each show with our guitars, singing our, you know, heartfelt Bob Dylan covers. And but the fans were great, and I think we knew that it was going to be a good tour after the first show, because in the middle of it we would open, and then he would invite us to sing backup vocals for him.
So, you know, we're on stage singing Life is a Highway, which is, you know, pretty much the most surreal thing ever.
It's like karaoke for a living.
Yeah. And this, you know, rockin' guy in the front row.
He was wearing, like, the Canadian tuxedo, which is a plaid shirt and blue jeans. We need to call it.
He comes right up to the front of the stage with, like, a blank face. And at this point, I'm terrified. I'm like, uh-oh, he's going to, you know, tell
us. You thought you were going to be shot,
I think. Basically. And he pointed to us, and he's like, "You girls... rock!" So that made my life. I was very happy.
So this song is for him. Whatever ditch he's lying. This is a song we wrote called Anywhere Under the Moon. Has a whole new meaning now, doesn't it? This is for the great, great city of Winnipeg.
I could feel your soft shoulder all
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. We're supposed to be the underdogs.
We're gonna, just our parents, really.
Yeah.
We pay them.
They tour around with us in a little sidecar. Yeah. Those leather helmets and those goggles.
Oh my gosh, that would be really fun if that was the Dallamobile.
You want to bring our parents on tour now? We're having auditions for a blonde singer to sing with me. We're going to play a song we wrote for a friend of ours who, she fell in love with a hockey player. What are you going to do?
Bad news.
He was a hockey player at her high school, and he was the best at the school. So she chose, you know, she chose wisely, but not that wisely. And he was so good that he got a scholarship to an American university, because we don't really have sports scholarships, so you guys take all our great athletes, so thanks for that.
She's not bitter at all.
Not at all,
right?
No. Yeah. You can have the kid. That's fine.
Sheila was actually a soccer player for a really long time.
I was, but I was afraid to take my SATs because I didn't want to know how not smart I was, so then I just took up music. Or it's okay if you don't rhyme words. It's all a metaphor. And so we wrote our friend this song because, you know, this hockey player left her for a scholarship, and she was left pining for him in Ontario. We felt like this was
the greatest Canadian tragedy of all time.
It was.
Basically.
You know, when hockey and love just can't coexist in our country. So this is a slow dance.
For all the ladies out there who've had their hearts broken by hockey, it's happened to all of us.
This is called Hockey Sweater, and it's our, I guess it's our national anthem. Thank you.
angels round my head, four corners to my bed, four angels round my head.
Thank you. It's so amazing to have so many of you here. We really appreciate it. We actually did bring our parents just to kind of fill out the audience, so thank you. We're going to play another song about the Canadian winters. I guess all our songs are turning into glorified weather reports at this point.
Does that mean we're really superficial if we only sing about the weather? You know, you talk weather and then...
Oh, yeah. So no? That's all. We can't go into depth?
Bad joke.
Bad joke.
Inside voice?
Was that even a joke?
I don't know.
Did you forget where you were for a second?
Am I beeping?
We're going to play a song about New Year's Eve plans gone horribly awry. I kind of find that, like, every year I make plans for New Year's Eve very last minute, and they never work out, and then I have a whole year to forget that lesson I've learned, and then I do the same thing again the next New Year's Eve. But this New Year's Eve past, we were up at a cottage north of Toronto where it gets a little cold. It was about minus 30. And we were at a heated cottage, or we thought we were going to be at a heated cottage with running water and showers and a kettle. But we lost power for about 4 days. But we were resilient, and we went into the shed, the wood chopping shed, and found these full body snowmobile snowsuits that have the longest zipper I've ever seen,
like from like your toe,
yeah, all the way to yeah. And so it was you know, usually you plan to wear something kind of, you know, it's kind of sexy for New Year's Eve, but this was all about leaving everything to the imagination. We have really big imaginations in Canada.
We were the Canadian pinup girls.
We were.
Really.
We're going to just keep playing that Canadian card as long as we can. So this is a song on the new album, and it's about making the best of a bad situation, because we ended up just going outside in these full-body, you know, Michelin man suits and dancing under the stars all night, and it was the best New Year's Eve, I can tell you truthfully, that I ever had. So this is a song called Alive. And it's not really based on the movie Alive, so don't get any ideas.
We didn't eat each other.
Call him all night, but he won't pick up. And I danced in the snow and I sang to the stars. Cause we lost our power just to find our hearts. You gotta lose your power to find your heart. And we're alive, alive. We are fearless. And we're alive, alive. We are fearless. We are. Someone in the back said, where does Canada end? And my mother took a plane in her 19th year. Just someone else's dream, that's why I'm here. Just someone else's dream, that's why we're here. And we're alive, alive. We are fearless. Locked out after dark, the things we lose, the things we keep. I remember Summer Beach. Now you're the song, and I will sing. Waiting for the light in a fireworks sky. And the world stood still when your eyes lit up. I will never get old, cause I feel so young. And we will never get old when we feel this young. And we're alive, alive. And we are fearless.
Thank you so much. Wow. I'm impressed. You guys kept up that 2 and 4 clap pattern. I wouldn't have been able to do that. Thank you.
Oh, I just realized, did we introduce ourselves? I'm Amanda, by the way. We're not just collectively
Dalla
at all times. We have names.
We're half of ABBA. We like to go by that also. The bitter half. I'm Sheila. And I guess we took... people always ask us how we came up with the name Dalla. And we'd love to have a really, you know...
A deep
story about soul searching and traveling through the Himalayas. But we just took letters from our first names. That's all.
Oh, that's really boring.
It was a bit of a downer. We're going to play you a song. Several decades old, but unfortunately, it hasn't really lost any of its power.
La 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 must we sing this song? How long? How
Thank you. Wow. Thanks a lot. Wow. Thank you. My first instinct is to apologize. All right, we're going to play. I don't really know how to follow that. We're going to play you the first single off of our new album that just came out in June. We're very excited about it.
We brought it here.
Just happened to.
Thinking, hey,
why not? And they're selling it at the merch tent, which is that away. And we'll be signing after the show, so please come say hello, all of you. Let's just swarm the tent. Let's overwhelm the one woman who's working there. So this song is called Levi Blues, and wow, thanks a lot.
And it's for you guys.
And we wrote it because we're doing a lot of traveling with music, and you have to leave the ones you love behind in the dust. So we essentially wrote this.
So our boyfriends wouldn't break up with us, basically.
Kind of a little promise. It's a hope chest. Not really.
You really want a hope chest, don't you?
Maybe.
Try California, walk the always come back to you. I'll always come back to
he
you.
He loves me.
He loves me not.
He loves me.
He loves me not.
He loves me.
He loves me not.
He loves me.
McCartney. I've been waiting for a guy like you. You've been waiting to be my guy too. In the Big Apple where we both can take a bite. We'll have to hurry cause we always miss our flight. We'll see the world.
Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you so much. Americans are friendly. Wow, you guys are incredible. You know what? This is going to be a moment that I know both of us are going to remember our whole lives to have been part of this festival at this time. In history, in this festival's history, and you guys have made us feel so incredibly welcome. So, Dalla, thanks you.
Please sing along if you know the words. We are Dalla. This is our last song.
We're going to be signing CDs by the merchandise table.
Where we're selling, you know, CDs, t-shirts, and our souls. So,
3 for 1. This is for you.
Wonderful hand for Sheila and Amanda and Dalla. Aren't they lovely? Oh.
Thank you so much.
Okay, now I'm really blushing. And I'm already wearing blush, so that's a fire hazard, actually. All right, we got one short one for ya. Before they, you know, grab the big hook.
The big hook.
Thank you, Newport.